Part 1.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Lucy is interested in reading, and she often goes to the school library. 1. Lucy is interested in reading, and she often goes to the school library.
2. Jeff feels that he really needs much more sleep after his hard work. 2. Jeff feels that he really needs much more sleep after his hard work.
3. The best way for me to relax is to play the violin from time to time. 3. The best way for me to relax is to play the violin from time to time.
4. Our school requires students to have sports for an hour every day. 4. Our school requires students to have sports for an hour every day.
5. What a wonderful performance they are giving at the concert. 5. What a wonderful performance they are giving at the concert.
6. It's very kind of you to take care of my pet cat when I am out. 6. It's very kind of you to take care of my pet cat when I am out.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Who's going to look after the baby tonight, Lucy or Jenny?
Neither. They will go to a party with Tom then. Judy will come instead.
Question, who will look after the baby?
请再听一遍。
Who's going to look after the baby tonight, Lucy or Jenny?
Neither. They will go to a party with Tom then. Judy will come instead.
Question, who will look after the baby? 8. Moon taxi service, can I help you?
Well, my plane takes off at 12 a.m. Can you send a taxi no later than 10 o'clock?
Question, when does the man hope to take the taxi?
请再听一遍。
Moon taxi service, can I help you?
Well, my plane takes off at 12 a.m. Can you send a taxi no later than 10 o'clock?
Question, when does the man hope to take the taxi? 9. How many people showed up for the meeting yesterday? 30?
We expected 40 to come, but the number was double that.
Question, how many people attended the meeting?
请再听一遍。
How many people showed up for the meeting yesterday? 30?
We expected 40 to come, but the number was double that.
Question, how many people attended the meeting? 10. How did you do in the English test?
I think it was very difficult.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you.
Question. What does the woman think of the English test?
请再听一遍。
How did you do in the English test?
I think it was very difficult.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you.
Question. What does the woman think of the English test?
Excuse me, I am new here. I have got a map of the school campus, but I still can't find the technology building. Would you please show me how to get there?
This seems an old map. Follow me. I am going that way myself.
Question. What is the man going to do?
请再听一遍。
Excuse me, I am new here. I have got a map of the school campus, but I still can't find the technology building. Would you please show me how to get there?
This seems an old map. Follow me. I am going that way myself.
Question. What is the man going to do? It's surprising that Tom came out of the accident alive.
That's true. The car crashed into the wall and was completely damaged.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
请再听一遍。
It's surprising that Tom came out of the accident alive.
That's true. The car crashed into the wall and was completely damaged.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation? 13. Tom, I didn't see you at the party last Friday.
Well, it's a pity to miss the party. You know, I will have the final exam next week, and I have to get ready for it.
You must be hard working. Wish you good luck.
Question.Why did Tom miss the party last Friday?
请再听一遍。
Tom, I didn't see you at the party last Friday.
Well, it's a pity to miss the party. You know, I will have the final exam next week, and I have to get ready for it.
You must be hard working. Wish you good luck.
Question. Why did Tom miss the party?Last Friday.
14. Do you think you could talk more slowly?
Sorry, I didn't realize you didn't understand me.
Question. What is the woman's problem?
请再听一遍。
Do you think you could talk more slowly?
Sorry, I didn't realize you didn't understand me.
Question. What is the woman's problem?
15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
The hospital was very busy. The nurses hurried from patient to patient. They did not have time to talk with the patients or answer their questions. Instead, they just gave them their medicines, made their beds, and moved on. The head nurse was as busy as the other nurses. She had to walk around with the doctors.Make sure the nurses were doing their work, complete her reports, and answer the phone. Many of the phone calls were from the friends and relatives of the patients. They were telephoning for information about the people in the hospital. One phone call, however, was a little different from all the others. The phone rang, and the head nurse answered it. Hello, she said. At the other end of the line, a voice replied, Good morning. I'm phoning about Fred Williams. Could you tell me how he is, please? The head nurse looked at her notes and said, Mr. Williams had his operation and is now resting. Can you tell me if his condition is good? The voice asked. Yes, the woman replied. He is comfortable. His operation was a success. When do you think he will be able to go home? The voice asked. Oh, probably at the end of the week, the head nurse said. Then she asked, May I tell him who is asking about him? Yes, the voice replied. Fred Williams. No, that's the patient's name, the head nurse said. Yes, I am the patient. Phoning you is the only way I can get any information about my condition.
请再听一遍。
The hospital was very busy. The nurses hurried from patient to patient. They did not have time to talk with the patients or answer their questions. Instead, they just gave them their medicines, made their beds, and moved on. The head nurse was as busy as the other nurses. She had to walk around with the doctors, make sure the nurses were doing their work, complete her reports, and answer the phone. Many of the phone calls were from the friends and relatives of the patients. They were telephoning for information about the people in the hospital. One phone call, however, was a little different from all the others. The phone rang, and the head nurse answered it. Hello, she said. At the other end of the line, a voice replied, Good morning. I'm phoning about Fred Williams. Could you tell me how he is, please? The head nurse looked at her notes and said, Mr. Williams had his operation and is now resting. Can you tell me if his condition is good? The voice asked. Yes, the woman replied. He is comfortable. His operation was a success. When do you think he will be able to go home? The voice asked. Oh, probably at the end of the week, the head nurse said. Then she asked, May I tell him who is asking about him? Yes, the voice replied. Fred Williams. No, that's the patient's name, the head nurse said. Yes, I am the patient. Phoning you is the only way I can get any information about my condition.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文。完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
John, 11 years old, was in bed in hospital. Several days before, while he was playing in a baseball game, he fell and hit his head. The doctors believed that he might never get well. He seems to have given up hope, so medicines alone won't do.Perhaps he needs something else, said a doctor. When I visit him, all he ever says is that he would like to meet Babe Ruth. To meet Babe Ruth, of course, was not easy. In America, Babe was as important as the president himself, and he was the most famous baseball player. The next day,John's father managed to tell Babe Ruth about the story of his son on the phone. 24 hours later, as the boy lay in his hospital room, Babe Ruth walked in. Young John could hardly believe his own eyes. The great baseball player sat down at John's bedside, said, Now listen, kid, you have got to get well. I have brought you a new American League baseball, so you must start throwing it. For John, this was the beginning of a new life. To his doctor's surprise, the boy walked out of the hospital on his own a few weeks later.
请再听一遍。
John, 11 years old, was in bed in hospital. Several days before, while he was playing in a baseball game, he fell and hit his head. The doctors believed that he might never get well. He seems to have given up hope. So medicines alone won't do. Perhaps he needs something else, said a doctor. When I visit him, all he ever says is that he would like to meet Babe Ruth. To meet Babe Ruth, of course, was not easy. In America, Babe was as important as the president himself, and he was the most famous baseball player. The next day, John's father managed to tell Babe Ruth about the story of his son on the phone. 24 hours later, as the boy lay in his hospital room, Babe Ruth walked in. Young John could hardly believe his own eyes. The great baseball player sat down at John's bedside, said, "Now listen, kid, you have got to get well. I have brought you a new American League baseball, so you must start throwing it." For John, this was the beginning of a new life. To his doctor's surprise, the boy walked out of the hospital on his own a few weeks later.